Hello, this is Janet Gallen welcoming you to Love Letters Live. And today's guest is one of my dearest friends for a long time and was one of my original guests when Love Letters Live was on the radio. So, Janet Sassoon, and I'm just going to say a little tiny bit, is a very well-known prima ballerina who has danced all over the world with all the great names that you would know about. And you coached Nureyev at some point, and your list goes on, your really stunning list of performance in history. But equally as stunning is your family history and the name Sassoon. And would you just tell us about that? Tell us, you start to say where your mother was from and how she met your father. You want to start there?
Well, I'll start a little bit with David Sassoon
And tell us who he is exactly.
that came from Bushri in Persia.
In
Now,
Persia, okay.
I got that somewhere in history many, many years ago, and
But how
not
many generations ago was how long ago was that, your Persian history?
I'd have to look up in my books of the Sassoons. So anybody could find it now on
But
your.
it's 1800s, right?
Oh,
Or
I'm
earlier.
sure,
But
yes.
your family's Baghdadi from way, way.
Wait, well, the Sassoons way back, and never mind the Sassoons who are so famous that became the Rothschilds of the Orient and known as the Rothschilds.
But how long ago was your Baghdadi origins? Baghdad family, can you?
Well, since Mummy was born in Baghdad, and then I think I know so, she went to Singapore. And in Singapore, and that I had written down somewhere, and I didn't find it in time for you to come
That's okay.
and do this interview. She lived on, oh, yes, I can, Sir Meyer David's estate in Singapore. She lived in a small little house on the estate. And I don't know much about that time, except I did get that out of her. My mother was very shy to report anything about her past. And now I have a feeling, I'm just surmising, that my father went to Singapore. How did he meet Mummy? It must have been in Singapore because he too traveled from Calcutta to Singapore. And where they lived was then, because my father obviously thought business was very good in the Dutch East Indies. They moved and lived in the Dutch East Indies, which was now it's Indonesia, but was then, of course, the Dutch held it and the Queen of Holland was supreme.
But can we go back for just a minute just so people can understand a little bit more about, because we hear so much about Baghdad now in the news and things are so different
Yes.
in the Middle
Oh,
East. You could just cry.
yes.
Baghdad in ancient times, in very
Yes.
early times, had a very large, wonderful Jewish community
Oh,
of which your family was part, right?
yes. In fact, I just found a copy that my brother, before he, whatever, he gave me a copy of my mother's father. And it was stamped by the French Consul General. So obviously, my mother was Persian and French in Baghdad. Obviously, it was about her mother, the Obadiah side of the family.
And today we have a lot of families, Ovadia.
Oh,
Yes,
completely.
it's a big family still in San Francisco as well as worldwide, right?
And let me, I never knew this until I saw this document, which was recently, and now I can't find it. I think, it's somewhere in the house or thrown away, sadly. In this document, I was reading just the first page and I stopped. It was a rabbi and a rabbi and a rabbi that was part of the Obadiah family. So my grandmother was an Obadiah. So my mother was obviously an Obadiah. My grandmother, I adored. She came here during the Japanese occupation
Of.
in Java then, in the Duchy. I don't know what to call it. It's Indonesia now, so let's say Indonesia. And she didn't speak English. She spoke other languages, and I could start speaking English with her. She began to speak English, obviously, and I adored her.
What was your first language?
My first language was English.
Oh, it was.
I came, my goodness, I'm the last child born, so I was born in the Dutch East Indies, and I was British by birth, of course, because Daddy was British, and my mother and father became, of course, mother became British. So if mother was holding French citizenship, she became British when she married Daddy.
Sure. Now, what was it like growing up in this family there are books now
Yes.
about your family, and
Yes.
I think The Last Kings of Shanghai, was that
Okay,
one
let's
of,
speak about Shanghai.
please, because the first of all, I want to say not just the influence and the power that your family had, but
Yes.
the challenges and how they lost everything and had to start over and
Yes.
all these, go ahead.
Well, there are two things. Number one, I danced in Shanghai. And when I danced in Shanghai, Sir Victor Sassoon had already succumbed
Oh no.
and was gone. And this was with the Berlin State Theater or Berlin Ballet. And I went to the Raffles Hotel. I was not married at the time, so I was carrying a Janet Sassoon passport. And I went to the Raffles Hotel and I said, I would like to see Sir Victor's penthouse. And the man said, nobody goes up there now. I put down my passport. I've never been so brazen or brave.
Good for
And
you.
I said, I am a Sassoon. I've never done such a thing. And he opened my passport to prove I was a Janet Sassoon. And he asked two ladies to take me up to Sir Victor's penthouse. It was then really left as Sir Victor had left it. And sadly, the last time, and it was such a treat for me to see the penthouse, of course, minus Sir Victor, of course. But the last time Sir Victor came to San Francisco, he had a heart attack. And I was supposed to meet him with my brother at the time, who was living then. My parents were on a round the world trip. So it was just, my brother and myself who we were going to meet Sir Victor. And oddly enough, when he had a heart attack, and this is a coincidence, I mean, it's one in a million that Dr. John's father, who's a doctor, and met him in the hospital that he was in, because John's father was head of that hospital. And therefore, the Uptons met Sir Victor. And now John Upton is married to Janet Sassoon Upton.
Yes, that's a whole other love story. Maybe we'll do that another time. But I have another question
Yes.
about, well, what your parents' expectations were for you and what it was like growing up with them. And I know how much, a couple of things. I know how much you loved your daddy and your mummy because you
Yes.
talk about them in
Yes.
the present tense, which is beautiful because I know they're still with you. And I've gotten to know them somewhat just from years of listening to you. But it's also remarkable, I think, that a ballerina and performer of your stature worldwide, also you are a wonderful piano player and you still play. You cook, and because I know that because I've been here to dinner and your menus, your own hand cooking. And I know you have a collection of recipes. And with all this, your love for your own heritage and Jewish life is so strong that you keep a great deal of it to this day. You haven't let go of anything. Is this all true about you? I mean, I know it is, but would you like to talk about it?
Well, what would you like me to speak
Okay,
about
start.
first?
Yes, that's a good question. Start with what it was like growing up in your household,
Oh, it was,
culturally and religiously and
oh,
creatively.
it was wonderful. First of all, I had a nanny. I arrived, Janet, alone, because my brother and sister were older than me. We were all 3 years apart. So that becomes a great difference. They could remember maybe the Orient or where we were, but I don't. I arrived in San Francisco at 18 months old. 41 days on the boat from where we were, and I wasn't well. I had pneumonia. I was predicted with pneumonia by a doctor that became our general practitioner for a while, as long as he could until he retired. And my mother said, "What can I do?" And he said, "I'll get a nurse." And that nurse became Anna, because I've written a story about her. And Hannah became our nanny. And so it was so wonderful to have a nanny. I don't know, because I had a nanny all my life until I was quite old. And I loved her very much. And I saw her before she died in Turlock, California, where she lived.
Unusual.
I stood by her little bed. And she was so sweet. She remembered. She said, "Oh, Janet, my little girl." And she requested, "How is mommy? How is daddy? How's everybody?" She went down the line. And then I received, I think, maybe 6 months later, a notice that
Oh,
she had succumbed.
how hard.
But, you know, Hannah, the good nurse,
Yes.
let
Let me ask you, where did you learn to cook?
I started going in the kitchen. I remember with Hannah when she baked a cake, I leaned over and my hair caught in the grind in the
Oh.
remember the old mixers had
Yes.
something sticking up like to make the beaters go, and it caught in my hair, and Hannah quickly turned it off
Oh,
and pulled my.
but you became quite a remarkable cook. You have a collection of recipes that we have to see in a
Oh,
cookbook
well, that's
someday.
another story.
Yes.
I begged mommy to help me, you know, to make sure that I was doing the right thing. And my mommy would say, "Don't bother me with so many
Oh.
questions," because she got very cross. She didn't like, my mother was shy, and I was very shy when I was a child until I could. I don't know, which is one of the reasons also to dance.
Okay, I'm going to ask you about that next because you knew early that you were a dancer. And what did your parents want for you?
Oh, never. My father was so against my dancing.
Because.
He knew it was a hard life, number one, and he wanted me to be married and give him grandchildren. This is a normal thing. And obviously, you know, it's I went against his wishes to always be away from home. He wanted me to be a university student and be graduated from university. I said, Daddy, I'm straight A students all the way through my life until a very hard high school, which was low. And, it's ridiculous. I want to go to Paris. When I said that after 16 years and I started dancing, I mean, studying at seven, obviously I couldn't have gone to Paris without my father's help. I went first to study in Paris, which I mean, study dancing. And of course, not only do you study dancing, that is before I joined the Grand Ballet du Marquis de Quavers, which was then in Europe very, very famous. Now we're not speaking of now, we're speaking of that time.
But at what point did they make peace with your being the success you were?
Well, then Daddy came to South America where I was dancing because he had a business person that he knew who was very, very well off. And I must say, I enjoyed, that's another story. I enjoyed having him around because he, also spoiled me with flowers and nights in restaurants. But my father came there and saw me dance actually in South America. And it was very funny. He loved seeing it and being with all the girls in the ballet company who called him Papa Daddy Sassoon. And it's funny because in the hotel it was Madame Sassoon, right? The moment my father came, it was Mr. Sassoon. And you could figure out why, because Daddy was so gregarious and
Remarkable family.
took over, yes. And
Emmy, you want to talk? You have one book out
yes.
already, and I know you're working on another one. Tell us the name of your book because I think people might want to get it.
It's called Reverence.
Reverence.
Yes. And it's, of course, by Janet Sassoon.
Right. And of course, you can get it on Amazon, and maybe lots of bookstores will have it or order it for you.
Completely so.
Yes, it is the most remarkable family history. Yes.
Well, that's, I think I start, I haven't looked at it for a while. I think I started with a little bit of my family history. And I started in with how I went to ballet school, which was the San Francisco Ballet. And the first 25 years, I was mentioned on the stage with the ballerinas. And the next 25 years, sadly, I don't understand. I was not mentioned or asked in any way to help out, which was, you could cross that out, I think. Anyway, the next 25 years, I was not aware of what went on in the San Francisco Ballet, except to go to performances, which I enjoyed very, very much. So let's leave it at that. And the next 25 years, I won't be around, I don't think.
Well, you might be around for several of them. I hope
Well,
so. I hope so. You're such an addition to this world. I want to thank you for doing this with me. And, we are about love letters, and I know that you wrote, people could look back to your original radio show with me if they like. Because I remember the letter that you wrote to John when you were in the hospital. And I remembered, I think, that you did it on notebook paper because that's what you had.
yes.
I remember that. This is like almost 30 years ago now we're talking. Yes.
Oh, it must be. And I have that drawer full of love letters. I just have to go through them.
Oh, you've got so many books that you should. I mean, I hate to be bossy, and I know it's not my place to give homework assignments, but your cookbook, if anybody's interested in helping you do that. These recipes are like, ancient, everything about you goes back to ancient Baghdad, ultimately, recipes and a recipe book and just to catch up and talk more about your family history. Okay, so and maybe a collection of the love letters that you find. Those are always valuable. If you find them, will you let me know and we can talk about
They're
it?
all in that drawer, right
Oh.
where you are sitting, a little bit away from you in my
Okay.
desk.
Okay.
They are in that
Why
little.
don't we talk to somebody about scanning them and putting them into some kind of, let's talk about that later, may we?
Of course.
Okay. Oh, darling, thank you for doing this. I always love visiting with you, and I'm so glad that we thought to do this side by side.
I
Yeah.
so appreciate being with you,
Well,
Janet,
me
as
too, you.
always.
Oh, you're just one of you're not only one of my dearest, you're one of the dearest of so many people. Yes. Okay. I am just delighted with this. I'm going to just tell you goodbye for now, and maybe we'll come back and do more. Meanwhile, recipes and love letters, two separate books. Let's talk about this.
Good. Thank
Yeah.
you.
Okay.
Bye
Goodbye,
bye.
darling. Goodbye, Eddie.